WABC, New York.
Oh, boy, the Continental Celebrity Club. Hello, Mr. Cullen.
Well, if it isn't Jackie Kelk in the flesh.
Oh, sure. I never go anywhere without it. Who's the celebrity on the show tonight, Mr. Cullen?
Jackie, that lovely young motion picture star, Ann Rutherford.
Ann Rutherford? Mm-hmm. Gee, I once wrote her a fan letter. I told her I was in love with her. She sent me a kiss by mail.
A kiss by mail, Jackie? Did you enjoy it?
No. The mailman needed a shave. See you later, Mr. Cullen.
The Continental Can Company presents the Continental Celebrity Club with our singing discovery, Margaret Whiting, the music of Ray Block and his orchestra, our own young comedy star, Jackie Kelk, and as our special guest, the talented young screen star, Ann Rutherford. And here's your host, John Daly.
Thanks, Bill Cullen, and hello, everyone. Here's lovely Margaret Whiting to open the show on a happy note. She sings, Somebody Loves Me.
Somebody loves me, I wonder who. I wonder who he can be. Somebody loves me, I wish I knew. Who he can be worries me. For every boy who passes by, I shout, hey, maybe you were meant to be my loving baby. Somebody loves me, I wonder who. Maybe it's you. Loves me, I wonder who. Maybe, baby, it's you.
Friends, you're listening to the Continental Celebrity Club, brought to you by the Continental Can Company, makers of cans, of clean sanitary paper cups and other paper containers, of fiber drums, of bottle caps and plastics. The containers made by Continental Can Company bring you many products you use every day. Lots of your favorite food products are packed in containers made by Continental Can. So are many nationally famous drugs, motor oils, paints, and thousands of other things. For Continental containers serve behind the scenes, behind the labels of America's finest products.
And with the playing of that slightly curdled overture, our Continental Celebrity Club now takes a turn toward comedy. When you or I say hello, it's just a simple everyday word. But for some reason or the other, it kind of tickles our funny bone when that hello is spoken by Jackie Kelk.
Hello. Say, I wish you wouldn't make fun of the way I talk, Mr. Daly. I was the star of our play at school yesterday. The reception I got warmed the cackles of my heart.
Oh, you mean it warmed the cockles of your heart.
No, cackles. I laid an egg. We had our dressing rooms down in the basement. By mistake, I wandered into the boiler room. I was locked in there all morning.
Locked in the boiler room? How did you come out?
Medium rare. Naturally, it affected my voice.
Jackie, your voice has a strange quality. How do you account for it?
Well, you see, when I was 12 years old, my mother sent me on an errand. On my way, I stopped in to see our doctor. When I got home, I said, Ma, I've got adenoids.
And what did your mother say?
She said, take them back. I told you to ask the butcher for pot roast.
Well, Jackie, I didn't mean to criticize your voice. I just meant to say it's unusual.
Well, you know, people are starting to write to me about it.
Fan letters?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jackie, I'll bet you get a flood of fan mail.
Well, not a flood exactly. So far, it's more like a drip. This letter here is from Kansas. It says, Dear Jackie Kelp, we are an old couple and we have left the house only twice in the past 30 years. Once when the roof caved in and once when we heard you talk. However, we know what you're up against, and we are sending you this home remedy. Something for your throat.
What was it?
A piece of broken glass.
Oh, now, Jackie, don't let your voice worry you. After all, we all have some personal problem or the other.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Like my Aunt Wilhelmina. There's a woman who should be very happy. She has 5 sons, all boys.
Well, then what's her problem?
She keeps getting arrested all the time. Like last week, she got arrested for obeying the signs in the trolley car.
For obeying the signs?
Mm-hmm. It was okay when she obeyed the sign that said, no smoking, and the one that said, step to the rear.
What got her into trouble?
The sign that said, change into an irresistible girdle, now. Yes, I guess we all have our problems. Now, look at your orchestra leader, Ray Block. Did you ever see such a beautiful head of wavy scalp?
Jackie, please. Ray is very sensitive about his bald spot.
Oh, sure. I know how he must feel.
Well, here he comes. Now, remember, if the subject of hair is mentioned, be tactful.
Okay, you can depend on me.
How are you, John? Glad to see you, Jackie.
And I'm glad to see you, Baldy.
Baldy? Gee, you noticed it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Block. But gee whiz, remember, when you get up in the morning, you save a lot of time when you have no hair to comb.
A false philosophy. Doesn't save time at all.
No, why not?
Look at all the face I have to wash. Nice to know you, my boy.
Gee, look at him, Mr. Daly. He feels so bad about his hair. No wonder the poor fella drinks.
What, Ray Block drinks?
Sure, hair tonic.
Well, no matter how much he worries about his hair, Jackie, you must admit it didn't keep him from being a fine musician.
Yeah, that's right, Mr. Daly. And maybe I ought to become a musician, too. But my father says I should forget music and go to college. He wants me to have all the advantages he didn't have. He says I should go to Vassar.
Jackie, Vassar is a girls' college.
He wants me to have all the advantages he didn't have.
Oh, I knew we'd get around to the matter of girls sooner or later. I suppose you're dying to meet Ann Rutherford.
Oh, boy. I hope she remembers that love letter I sent her. She probably won't. Ah, women, thy name is fickle.
Oh, women aren't fickle, Jackie. What makes you say that?
Well, I once met a girl at a dance, Mr. Daly. She asked me for my phone number, so I gave her a pencil to write it down. But she never called me. That was 5 years ago. Oh, if I ever come face to face with her again.
What'll you say to her?
Don't you think it's time you return my pencil? See you later, Mr. Daly.
Here's Ray Block and his orchestra to bring you a little change of scene with his interpretation of the South American favorite, Tico Tico.
Thank you.
You know, folks, that little gadget known as the can opener has come a long way since Mother was a child. Remember how years back people looked on the can opener as merely a bride's excuse for getting a meal? Well, today it's different. Today the can opener is your key to good eating. And whether you're new at cooking or have the skill of an experienced chef, the can opener unlocks new worlds of eating pleasure. Yes, today a wide variety of the finest food products are packed in unbreakable, tamper-proof Continental cans. And the fine flavor, nutrition, and wholesome goodness are all hermetically sealed in until you open that can in the kitchen. Modern science assures you that every can of food you buy has been fully protected from light and air. And when you open a can of food, you can be sure it has never been opened before.
Now, our celebrity portrait starring Miss Anne Rutherford. Anne Rutherford stars in My Heart Belongs to You, supported by Ken Lynch. On a West Coast pier where an army transport is unloading its cargo of returning GIs, a young woman stands alone, waiting, watching, as the last man aboard straggles down the gangplank and disappears into the crowd. In a moment, the crowd is gone too. And of all the soldiers who came ashore, only one remains on that deserted pier.
You waiting for someone?
I was.
Me too.
I've given up hope now.
Me too.
He was supposed to meet me right there.
Where?
Right there.
Oh.
Where was yours supposed to meet you?
She didn't say. I was just hoping she'd be here.
Didn't you ride her?
Oh, sure. We had big plans for tonight.
So did we.
What were you going to do?
Oh, everything.
Hmm?
I've got tickets for the ice show, a reserved table at the Midnight Club, and a hansom cab rented for a drive around the park. We were going to see the dawn come up.
Gee, I wish I'd thought of that.
You like the dawn?
I love it. Only I've never seen it from a hansom cab. I've been away for 3 years.
That's a long time.
It is where I've been.
Where he's been, too.
Who?
Charlie.
The guy you were supposed to meet?
Mm-hmm.
He must be on another ship.
There isn't any other ship.
Well, he'd have seen you if he was on this one.
Maybe. Maybe he didn't want to see me.
Who?
Charlie. Maybe he doesn't love me anymore.
Oh, that's crazy. Anybody love you?
What?
I mean, anybody who loved you would love you.
Oh.
Well, there's no point in waiting around here.
No, not anymore. You want 2 tickets for the ice show?
Gee, that'd be swell. But what would I do with 2?
Give 1 away.
And go alone?
Would you have to? Can't you get a date?
Not in this town. There's only 1 girl I know.
Who?
You. Did you see that? Did you see the way she did those pirouettes? Boy, she can skate.
Having fun, soldier?
Sure, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Have some more peanuts.
No, thanks.
What's the matter? Don't you like them?
Sometimes.
You still thinking about Charlie?
Uh-huh.
You know, he must be quite a guy. Can't you forget about him for a while?
How? I'm too afraid he's forgotten about me.
Oh, now, wait a minute. No guy in the world is worth crying about. Not with your tears.
I'm sorry. I'm spoiling all your fun.
No, you aren't. Charlie is. Well, are we going to the Midnight Club?
If you want to.
What about Charlie?
We'll leave him right here.
You know, I think I could sit here all night and just look at you.
I think you have.
Haven't I said anything?
Not with words.
I haven't been thinking words.
Why not?
The one for you has never been written.
Oh, what a sweet thing to say.
I mean it.
I know you do.
I want you to know how much fun I've had tonight.
You're not getting serious, are you?
Can't I?
Oh, no. No, please don't. It wouldn't be fair.
To Charlie?
To you.
You really love him?
Oh, so much. You know what brought us together?
What?
A bomber.
Hmm?
I helped make it, and he flew it.
How's that?
Well, I worked in an aircraft factory.
Oh.
And the first bomber we made, I put a little note in.
And he answered it?
Uh-huh. We've been writing to each other ever since.
You mean you've never seen this guy?
No.
Then how can you love him?
Well, you wouldn't understand.
Well, I don't want to understand. I don't mind losing to a guy that really loves you, but this way he might be kidding you along.
Not Charlie. You don't know him.
You don't know pilots.
He'll come back. He's got to.
Well, I hope he does, but...
But what?
Nothing. I just don't want to see you get hurt. After all, it's different when you're out there. You get so lonely. You write a lot of things you don't mean sometimes.
No. No, I won't let you say that, even if it's true.
I'm not saying it's true.
Then don't say it at all. Take me home, will you?
So soon.
It's awfully late.
Aren't we going to see the dawn together?
I don't think I could. Not now.
Don't you like me anymore?
Oh, it isn't that. It hasn't anything to do with you.
Then let's see the dawn. Just this once.
Will it make you very happy?
Mm-hmm.
Even if I think about Charlie?
Even so. You think about Charlie, and I'll think about you. Stop, driver.
Oh, you mustn't hold my hand.
Why not?
Well, it makes me feel so strange. You're such a strange boy.
I never knew that.
You are. You make me forget.
What?
Something I don't want to forget.
Him?
Mm-hmm.
Can't you like anybody else?
That's just it. I do.
Then why don't you give me a break?
Oh, please. Oh, no, please don't try to kiss me.
Why not?
Because I want you to.
Oh, darling.
Oh, no. Oh, no, you shouldn't have done that.
I had to.
Oh, but it isn't fair. It isn't fair to him. I promise.
What?
To wait. I promise to wait forever.
He won't hold you to that. No real guy would want you.
Why not?
Because a real guy wouldn't expect you to marry him without even knowing you.
But he does know me. He loves me.
So he'd have to know if you loved him.
Oh, you don't understand. You don't know how much we meant to each other all through the war. Oh, the dreams we built and the hopes. Why, they kept him alive out there. I can't just smash all that because of you. You wouldn't want me to.
Oh, I guess not.
You see, he said it so well in the last letter he wrote me. He said, "Darling, 3,000 miles away, I know just who you are and what you are and what you'll always be. To me, you'll always be..."
The most beautiful girl in the world.
Why?
The most wonderful person I've ever known, no matter what you look like when I see you.
Why, you've read that letter.
No, darling. I wrote it.
Charlie?
Yes.
Oh, Charlie. You wonderful, wonderful guy.
And there's a young man about town here tonight who'd like very much to meet you. How about it?
Fine, Mr. Daly. You know, I don't know any New York boys. But you know, just as in the play that you heard a moment ago, I once got a letter from a fella here in New York. It was such a sappy love letter. He was obviously a moron.
Well, I'm off to a great start. Hello.
Oh, hello. I was just telling Mr. Daly about a love letter I received from some half-baked goon.
Well, that Charlie, he sure gets around. Who signed this letter, Miss Rutherford?
Oh, he had some silly name like Jackie Pilk. Or Jackie Clunk or something like that. You know how I answered his letter?
You sent him a kiss by mail.
Why, yes. How did you know? Say, you're not that half-baked...
No. Take me out of the oven, Miss Rutherford. I'm burned to a crisp.
Oh, Jackie, I really didn't mean it when I said that before. It was a beautiful letter, and I was really flattered to get it.
Well, Ann, now that we've met, I guess I can tell you that my secret ambition is to go to Hollywood someday.
Oh, by all means, come to Hollywood, Jackie. You'd do awfully well in pictures.
Oh, do you think so? But could I really get to act? Or do you think they just think of me as just another pretty face?
Oh, no. Why, your physique is so overpowering. Let me feel your arm.
Okay.
Gee, what have you got in there? It feels like a rock.
It is a rock.
Well, Jackie, let's see if you're any good as an actor. I've got a scene here for my next picture, and we can try it out if you like.
Oh, I'd love to.
All right. Now, let's see. In this scene, you're a policeman. Now, I'm walking down the street with my husband, and you ask us to buy two tickets to the policeman's ball. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Oh, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Jones. Would you like to buy two tickets to the policeman's ball?
Why, we'd love to, wouldn't we, Jim? What's that, Jim? You don't want to spend the money. I might have known. You've never wanted to give me any pleasure. You just want me to work and slave and grow old, that's all. Well, I won't stand for it, do you hear? I'm going to put an end to it. See this gun? You're a rat, Jim. Take that! And that! And that! Oh! I killed it! Oh, I killed Jim, the man I love. Well, officer, what are you standing there for? Do something, officer! Say something!
Lady, you want to buy one ticket to the policeman's ball?
Good night, Jackie.
Good night, Ann.
Home, sweet home, where father's the breadwinner, mother's chief cook. But tonight things are different. It seems father is getting dinner while mother and Junior sit by.
Gee whiz, Mom, why are you letting Pop fool in the kitchen?
He tells me he's read about a new way to heat canned lima beans.
I'm hungry.
This is not a new way to heat canned vegetables. It's a better way. Now, just watch closely. I've opened the can of lima beans and drained off the liquid into a separate pan. Now, I boil it down one half. See? Then I add the lima beans and leave them just long enough to heat them.
Why, I think your father has something there, Junior.
Sure he has. Let's eat it.
Now we're all ready to serve the beans, and we'll serve the liquid right along with them. Because this liquid contains lots of food values we don't want to throw away. There. What do you think now?
You're a genius, Pop.
You don't have to be a genius to heat up canned vegetables. Just heat the canned vegetables in the liquid they came in. Remember this, the best vegetable brands come in Continental cans. You can recognize unbreakable, tamper-proof Continental cans by the Triple C trademark. Yes, the Triple C stands for the Continental Can Company, makers of quality products which serve behind the scenes, behind the labels of America's finest food products. And don't forget, the best vegetable brands come in Continental cans.
Into our Continental Celebrity Club spotlight once again steps Margaret Whiting with a song that has a sentimental touch. Margaret?
Thank you, John. You know, it's rather difficult to sing when you've just had your heart broken by a man.
Are you looking at me, Miss Whiting?
Yes, Jackie, you. To think that last week you were so wonderful to me, and then you met Ann Rutherford, and you just cast me aside like a broken toy.
Oh, Miss Whiting, you're hysterical. I didn't cast you aside. Why, I love you. You're the only girl in the world I'd lend my sneakers to.
Oh, now I can't sing. Introduce me, Mr. Daly.
Well, Voltaire said about them.
What?
Which brilliant observation gives Ray Block the downbeat and sings she first captured the nation? Here it is, if she sang it on her Capitol record, it might as well...
As restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I'm starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I've never heard from a man to me. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud, or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might.
Whiting sang it right at me.
Well, Jackie, you may be the number one man in Margaret's life now, but next week you're going to have competition. You know who we're going to have as our guest? That handsome, dynamic screen star, Charlie Butterworth.
Charlie Butterworth? Listen, Mr. Daly, when it comes to women, he can take them or leave them. But the ones he takes are the ones I've left. I'll see you next week, Mr. Daly.
The Continental Celebrity Club is produced and directed by Mark Slove. Next week, we'll have an addition to Jackie Kelton, Margaret Whiting, and Ray Block's orchestra that starred on stage and screen, Charlie Butterworth. The Continental Celebrity Club is brought to you by the 25,000 men and women of the Continental Can family. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.